whether it's the Chiyuv Korban, whether it's the Chiyuv Malkus, he's only Chayiv once. Ein Chayiv Elachas, it's only Chayiv one. Rashi explains why. The Meyacha Shenishpolov Shvua Rishoino, once you put the first Issa Shvua on the bread, Neserasolov, this bread now is also for you to eat it. The Chiyod Rishtaba, when you come and make the second Shvua, Hevele Nishpol Lakayim Mesa Mitzvah. You're making like a shvua now to Mekayim something that there's a mitzvah, there's a tzivu, there's an isser anyway on you, without your second shvua not eat it. Well, Tanam HaKamam, we'll learn sugis later, that Nishpa Lekayim is a mitzvah. For Lekayim Pata, Mishvua's Korban. Alisha Pata from the Korban. The key of a shvua has to be something that was mutta for you to do, and now because of your shvua, it becomes also. Over here though, by the second time, it's also without the second shvua. So, Kofan, here the Mishnah says, Ein Chayiv Elachas. Zui Shvuas Bitui. This is a Shvuas Bitui. Shechayovim Al Doine Makis. This is a Shvuas Bitui. That he made a Shvuah, he will eat this bread today. And it comes, he made a Shvuah, he will not eat the bread today. And it came out that he ate the bread. So the Mishnah ends off, Zui Shvuas Bitui. This is a false Shvuah. That Bitui means you utter it out of your mouth, a false Shvuah. Shechayovim Al Doine Makis. And if they warned you beforehand, they gave you asura, do not eat the bread today, you're going to receive Malkus. And the Mazid, he went ahead right away and ate the bread, he receives Malkus. The Asher Gosai, Korban Elubiyarit. But if you did this b'shoigeg, that you forgot about the shvua you made. And therefore, throughout the day, you went and ate the bread, so you chayev a Korban Elubiyarit, depends how rich you are, whether it's a behemah, a bird, or a mincha. So the ik is, Zui de chayav mazdoin Malkus. Only this type of a shvua is the Malkus because it's a lav sheyesh by Maisa. The lav was not to eat this bread. And you went ahead and ate it, you did an action, that's why there's Malkus. Avo b'mash meklil in a case. Oichel v'lo yochal, if it makes a shvua that he will eat this bread today, and it came out that he did not eat it, then lo loki, he does not receive Malkus. What's the reason? Because it's a lav shein by Maisa. So there's a Stam Mishnah later that holds Lav Shein B'Maisa is Ein Lekin Alof. So therefore Rabbi Yechanan, when he says his Yisoid that he holds all over Lav Shein B'Maisa is Ein Lekin Alof, he holds like the next, the Stam Mishnah of later. So first the question, why? Michti, let's see. High Stam of High Stam. We have two Stam Mishnahs in Masechta Shavuos. There's the first Mishnah of this parak that says Shavuos Shtayim Shem Arba. Right now we want to say that goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore it means Malkus, that there's Malkus even in the future of a Lav Shein by Maisa. So our Stam Mishnah holds Lav Shein by Maisa is like in a love. And true, now you found the Stam Mishnah later in the third parak that says not like this. That says that by Shavuos, it's only if the Shavuos was not to eat the bread, and you went and ate it, and you did an action, then you're Malkus. But without that, if it's the opposite way, it's same like him. So what is Rabbi Yechanan? Take on the next Mishnah, let him take on our Mishnah here. My Chazi, what did he see fit? The Yovit Kihai Stoma that he acted. He passed him like the next Stam Mishnah, Levit Kihai Stoma. Let him pass him, let him do the action from our Mishnah here. That it says clearly, Lav Shema Maisa is like a love. Samara says, L'taymich. According to this question that you're asking me now, Rebbe Gufa, we have a question upon Rebbe himself. Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis. He brought down, he made the Mishnayis. So it's a question upon Rebbe himself. Heichi saw someone hocha hochi. How come in the first Mishnah of the Masechta he made a Stam Mishnah to say Shvua Shtayim Shem Arba that you receive Malkus even on a Lav Shein B'Maisa? For hocha heichi saw someone hochi hochi for hocha hochi. And how come over here later he makes the Stam Mishnah the opposite way that a Lav Shein B'Maisa ain't like in a love? So it's a kash on Rebbe himself. It's not only a kash on Rebbe Yechanan, it's a big kash on Rebbe. Ella, what do you have to say? Ella, the answer is, may chorus of a lav shein b'maisa loikin a lov. True. This was the sosma. The beginning when Rebbe was learning himself the Shavuos, so in the first mission here, he really held that a lav shein b'maisa is loikin a lov. That's the way Rebbe thought. And therefore he made a Stam Mishnah like that. So he heard that then later when he was learning through himself the Shavuos, Sovri changed his mind, Rebbe. And behold, Asava later, he retracted and now he holds, Ein Leikin Alov, you do not receive Malkus for Lav Shein B'Maisa. For Sosma, that's why he made this into a Stam Mishnah later, that says, Lav Shein B'Maisa is Ein Leikin Alov. So the question is, if he made a mistake at the beginning, he should have taken it out from the Mishnah. He should have erased the Mishnah. So that much we say, no, that's a klal sometimes at least. Oh, Mishnah lozozim imkoimai. That's a klal. The mindset says, not just I'm a mamish, you know, outraged sheker. It's not something they can't understand. There's a svara like that. There's a svara to say, you do receive malchus. Later you held, you don't receive malchus. Again, like we always say, elodel divulakim chayim. So there are svaras both ways. It's a question how halacha we hold. So if a Rebbe didn't take away the Mishnah, because there is a Svara that way. So Mishnah lo izazim koinmei. He did not remove the Mishnah from the way it was said before.
Okay.
Okay, good. So kids, Mishnah lo izazim koinmei. Good, Rashi says, different reason, right? He couldn't take away. People ended already. Nothing more says. So, Ubama yukimta still. What do you want to tell me now? What's Pshan, our first mission here again? We're back to the problem. What do you mean, Shvua Shtayim Shem Arba? You want to tell me, Rabbi Shmuel, it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The question was, if Shmuel holds l'sha'avar, or Shvua that I ate yesterday and you do not eat, you're not chayiv a korban. Takar, our Mishnah says, you chayiv arba. So you want to tell me, it means l'malkis. Then our Mishnah is talking about l'malkis. If so, Maris Negoyim, when the Mishnah says the next case of Maris Negoyim, there are two main, Seis and Beheris, that come out to be four, each have a toldo. My Malkasika, what kind of Malkas is there by Negoyim? Kuritz a Tumas Negoyim. That you have a korban to bring when you become Torah. So what do you want to tell me? The kite says barosoi. We're talking about a case where he's over the lav. He had a white spot. He had a beheris on his body, and he cut it off. And that's a lav. Why is it a lav? Who could Rabbi Avin? I'm a Rabbi Loi. To Yom a Rabbi Avin. I'm a Rabbi Loi. Kol mokum shenemar hishomer. Wherever the Torah says a lashon of hishomer, here it says by negat saras hishomer b'negat saras. It says lashon of hishomer. Watch it, or else pen, or else vial. That's as if the Torah said aloud, do not cut off your beheris. So therefore, if somebody goes and cuts off his beheris, or his face, but after he receives malchus. So maybe that's what our Mishnah means. So okay, so far we're good. It could be Shvuas and Maris Negoyim have to do with malchus. But let's see further. The next case is Yitziyah, the case before was Yitziyah Shabbos, that Shtayim Shem Arba, that for Yitzoy is carrying it on Shabbos, you receive what? So, my Malkus Ika. What do you want to tell me? We're talking about Malkus, that if they gave him Asro, be careful, do not carry out on Shabbos. Because if you carry out, they gave him Asro only for Malkus. True. If they would have warned him for Mrs. Bezdin, he would receive Mrs. Bezdin. But let's say they only warned him for Malkus. So what? Why should there be Malkus? L'chura Takasha, Lav Shenitin Le'azoros Mrs. Bezdinu. The lav of Shabbos was given to warn you in order to receive Misa. And the klal is, V'chol lav, shenitin le'azoros Mrs. Bezdin, ain leken alav. You do not receive Malkus. Why? Because usually a lav, what's the lav for? To give you Malkus. But here we have another reason. The Torah gave this lav in order to warn you so far that if you could do the Avera, you can receive the Mrs. Bezdin, you receive Skila. So this time holds, if that's the purpose of the lav, there's no Malkus. So again, how could our Mishnah say by Shabbos, if you carry out this Malkus, it's a lav shint lazos Mrs. Bezdin? So Gemara says no. And look at the lav, Gemara says, Mishumachi kol makumina krebi Shmuel. No. You're telling me now our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Yoma, he says in the Masechta Malkus, we add that lav shenitin, the Azoros Mrs. Bezdin, like in the lav. That was Rabbi Shmuel Shita. And we said that the Stam Mishnah in Makis was not like Rabbi Shmuel. The Mishnah we have in the third paragraph of Makis says, Elu and Haloikin was only Chai V'Krisis. So in Medayik, our Mishnah there held, only Chai V'Krisis is Makis, but not Chai V'Mrs. Bezdin. And the Gemara says, that's not Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds, even Chai V'Mrs. Bezdin, if the Edim would warn him, do not do this Aver, do not kill somebody, will give you Makis, Senechnam, you receive Makis. Okay, but who does that Mishnah go like now? Rabbi Shmuel. So it's good. You have a kasha now, Mishnah. It was talking about Malkus. How does Shabbos come in? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's good. The time of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. And he holds a lav, Shinil Lazarus, Mrs. Bezdin, isn't like an aloof. Yeah. So Mara says, what do you want to tell me now? Holav hochi. If not for this question, Kaim Makrebi Kiva. So what are you trying to answer me now? If not for these questions, then Mashma, the Mishnah would come out good according to Rabbi Kiva. Still, Kasha Yedias. We have a question, Yedias. Yeah. Yedias Tumah, we had the question before. According to Rabbi Kiva, Shita was there's no four cases of a korban by yediyas hatumah. Rabbi Akiva holds only if you forget that you're tamei, then you're chayiv. But if a person knows that he's tamei and goes into the Beis Hamikdash, he owes you potter. So anyway, it's a kasha. Mishnah can't go according to Rabbi Akiva. Kasha yediyas. So where it says lava marta, didn't you tell me that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel? He ulamalkus. And what does our Mishnah mean? Shvua shtayim shemarva. It means that yichayiv four malkus. If so, I can tell you the same answer. Rabbi Akiva nami. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Ulamalkus. That's what Rabbi Akiva says by yediyas hatumah. If the person forgot that he was tamei, that he knew he was tamei, just he went into the Beis Hamikdash to be potter, he's only potter if he does it b'shoygei. He's potter from the korban. But the person does it b'mezid, he'll get malkus. So according to more means this, according to his teres now l'malkus, it could go according to both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The only question you have, what forces us to go according to Rabbi Shmuel, is only Shabbos. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, by Shabbos there will not be malkus. Because it's a lav, shalit lo lazaros mitzvah bezdin. So the main reason what forces us to go according to Rabbi Shmuel is Shabbos. For the Mori Hochi, if so, no. Yediyas, what does the Mishnah say, Yediyas Hatuma? If it's talking about malkus, has rois mi boilei. The Mishnah should have said a lashon of, you warned him. If we're talking about malkus, he's doing the Avera b'mezid. So you have to warn him beforehand not to do the Avera. Yediyas is mashma, he once knew about it and he forgot. So it should have said lashon asrois if we're talking about malkus. Tomorrow says, oh my gosh, that's not a bikasha. To me, learn like this. Yediyas de hasroa. De hasroa. Senech nami, the Mishnah means Yediyas, he knew. What did he know? He knew because he was warned. If there was asroa, that's why there's malkus. For at Gemara Yochi, you saw shtayim shem arba. How could you tell me now there's two that comes up to before by Yediyas Atuma? Tar to you to heaven. There's only two. If we're talking about by Yediyas Atuma, that the person knew what's going on, that means he knew he was tummy, and he knows this is the Beis Hamikdash. So there's no four chiyuvim here, there's only two. Either you went into the Beis Hamikdash, or else you ate basar kochim, but there's no four. There's only four if it's a shaygei, that you forgot. Then the question is, either you forgot that you were tummy, or you forgot this was the Beis Hamikdash. But if you know what you're doing, there's only two lavs here then. So how does the Mishnah say shtayim shem arba? It can't be. This is the kasha. That the Mishnah cannot be talking about malchus. We cannot be talking about the mezid. Our Mishnah has to be talking about the shoygeg. For so, another question. As sheyesh bo yediyah batchila, yediyah batsoif, fe'alim beintayim, our Mishnah says, what's the case, yechayev a korban el of yorid, that the person knew about it, that he was tummy in the morning, then throughout the day he forgot that he was tummy, he went into the Beis Hamikdash, and then at night, again, he remembered that he was tamei. That's the case. So the question is, Haloma l'malkus mayavidite. If you're telling me now, Mishnah's talking about malkus, what does that have to do with forgetting? What kind of forgetting? The opposite. They had to warn you right before you went into the Beis Hamikdash. It was a clear nezid. There's no forgetting here. If you forgot that you're tamei, there's no malkus. So another question, our Mishnah cannot be talking about malkus. Our Mishnah's not talking about a nezid, we're talking about a shoygei. For Sue, a third strong question is, Hare ze ba'oila. For Yorid, our Mishnah says clearly that in this case we had a yediyah metchila, an yediyah basayif. What's the yainish? The korban oil of Yorid. That's talking about shoygeg, not mezid. There's no malchus here. So that can't be pshar in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah for sure is talking about v'shoygeg for kabonis. So we're talking about kabonis in our Mishnah. We're back to where we stand now on that base of an aleph. We're back to yesterday's lot. Who does our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah says two cases. That's Shtayim Shemarva by Shavuos and by Yediyas Hatumah. So it's not like Rabbi Shmuel, not like Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, Shavuos only has two kavonis, and according to Rabbi Akiva, Yediyas Hatumah only has two kavonis. So how does our Mishnah? Which time does our Mishnah hold in both cases? Yechayu four. Who's the Tan of our Mishnah? We're back to the first kasha again. Mishnah says, Ela rather Omer Rabbi Yosef. Verse is like this. Rebbe he. Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. It's not Rabbi Shmuel. It's not Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah is Rebbe. A third Tana. Rebbe. Famous Rebbe. The Nos of Law, Aliba the Tanoi. And Rebbe himself brought down, learnt our Mishnah according to two Tanoim. In other words, Rebbe himself is a third person, and in the halacha of Shavuos, he held like Rabbi Kiva. In the law of Bidiyas HaTumah, he held like Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi holds that in both these two cases, there are four Karbonis. So Rabbi brought down the Mishnah, said it's Stam. So it's Rabbi Benosiv law, Ali B'Tanoi. Bidiyas, but a car, Balach of Bidiyas HaTumah, Shtayim Shemarbo. Are you chayv if you forget that this is the base of Migdish? Or this is Bosakotchim, Nosiv law, Rabbi Shmuel? Yes. Rabbi held like Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that even though the Halama was on the base of Migdish, or on the Bosa Kotchim, even though he knew he was Tomei, you also chayv a korban. There's a korban al of Yerid. And Vishruis, that the Mishnah says, Shvuah Shtayim Shemavon, on a Shvuah Sheovar, if you make a Shvuah that I fasted yesterday, and you forgot, you really thought you fasted, then later you remembered Ozei, I ate yesterday, you chayv a korban al of Yerid. Vishruis, Nosav Lach Rabbi Kiva, by Shuas Yolta Kevi Kiva, that even on Shuas Shavar, you also have a carbon of the earth. Now, Omer Ravashi, Ravashi said, I'm Risa Lishmaite Kaim of the Rabbi Kana. I said over your learning, Yop Shan Na Mishnah, I said over to Rav Kana, to see if he agrees or not. So Yomali said like this, Loi Taima Rabbi Nosav La Liba de Tanoi, for Leila Sirla, like he added on a little bit. Don't only think to say that Rabbi said it over according to Tanoim, but he himself maybe does not hold like this. No, he said strong. El Rebbe, time with the Nashim Eforish. Rebbe is like saying his own shot. Like, forget about the Machlokes Tanoim. Rebbe has his own Deya. Rebbe is also a Tana. Rebbe himself holds like this. Halacha, that these two Svaris. The Tani will learn like this. Mina yin shein echayiv. El al shiesh po yediya batchilo. Fi yediya basoif. Ve'elam bein tayim. How do I know this Yisoi? That by Yediyas HaTumah, a person's only departure of Korban El of the Yerid is only when the person in the morning realized that he was Tomei, then in the middle of the day he forgot that he was Tomei, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, and then in the evening he reminded himself, Oyvei, I was Tomei. How do I know that? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'ne'elam Shtei Pomim. And this Pasuk here, two Pesukim here, about Elam Dover by Yediyas HaTumah, it says twice the word V'ne'elam. Different Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Kiva. Since the Torah says two times Vinelam means there were two Yediyas. He knew about it twice, and he forgot in between. That's the Diyuk of the second Vinelam. Rabbi says no. Rabbi Yom Ein Tzorach, I do not have to make this drasha from the second word Vinelam. But rather, Harei Yoyma, the Pasuk says,